On the whole, crime seems to be going down. One or two areas are on the up, but things like burglary, assaults, public order, theft, believe it or not, except from the category of shop, tends to be going down. The main, if you like, blip at the moment at this point in time is theft from shop. And we're hoping to work with, in the near future, a number of the businesses both in Letterkenny and indeed throughout Letterkenny district to try and reduce the incident of thefts from shops.
From the point of view of the wider society, you speak to people, they'll say crime's a major issue, crime's going up. The figures you're presenting, the figures that have been presented at the JPC, would appear to contradict the general perception.
Perception is perception. It's something you can't necessarily change. If you're a victim of crime, very much the perception, if you like, becomes a reality. If you're not a victim of crime, you're just going on what's anecdotally been said in the communities out there. And again, that can have an effect. But what I would say, based on the figures that we have, the incident of crime isn't as great as what perception would lead us to believe. But again, we try to reassure people and work with people and say we're doing our very best to be proactive in the prevention and detection of crime.
Now, with that in mind, there is to be a seminar held in the next number of weeks to reinvigorate the neighbourhood watch model and also look at the issue of theft from shops and other issues as well.
Yes, there'll be under two separate headings, if you like, through the Joint Policing Committee where we are here this evening. We hope you're working with the Joint Policing Committee to set up and reinvigorate neighbourhood watch schemes. And that hopes to be done towards the end of October. I'm also working with Sergeant Paul Wallace, the Divisional Crime Prevention Sergeant, to liaise with retailers in the Letterkenny District to see what we can do together to reduce the incidence of thefts from shops.